Alicia, just been kidnapped.
Oh!
How? A red helicopter dropped a net over him and took him off toward the city.
I saw reconnaissance and guide you with the TV in the car.
Come in, Doo.
You are now in Neutron Robot. I am your robot foreman. You will obey my commands.
Thank you, host.
Start walking. You shall go to the computer assembly room.
Let's just start off by getting a cup of
tea. I don't do drugs.
Mm-mm.
We can see you right above us. Come in. Over. Which building is it on?
Pickle! The name of the building is Neutron Robot! Where shall I check the windows before we enter the building?
Here he is.
He's pretty interesting, I say.
Okay, Polky. Do it yourself.
Are you up there, Gumby?
Are you okay, Gumby?
Hey, pal. What are you doing? Here, you blockhead. Take this and stop it.
A clown or a poet, 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 If you would like a QFL for this program, you should probably see psychiatric counseling.
What if? I told you, it would ruin the mystique, you guys.
Next on the Voice of Revolutionary Vinco, Science Today. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Science Today. I'm your host, Dave.
Tonight we have an interesting and informative show,
and with an interview with an inventor. But before that, I'd like to read you a letter which we received from a listener in
Dublin, Ohio,
Sven Gonzalez. He was writing in reference to last week's show on cork. And he writes, "Dear sir, I'm writing to ask you just what you meant
by having the basic ship linkages reach maximum capacity with only twice the frequency.
According to your chart, this was to occur before the thermal reaction had completely reversed itself.
When I tried it, I could not get the Atavacron off red line. Could you please clear this problem up for me?"
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Gonzalez,
for writing in. We appreciate all letters we get. And, of course, you're always welcome to write in again.
Tonight in the studio, we have an inventor with us tonight, Dr. Walter Matthews
from the Vinco Power and Water Company.
And we're not going to beat around the bush tonight. I want to know exactly what it is that you have.
Now, throughout the years, man has wanted to know just how they could judge the quality of different types of tapes.
Actually, one type of tape may be quite different from another, but they might look the same.
So this new
what color is it?
It's red.
Oh.
Now, this new pavement analyzer, it's
placed over the pavement, and then the
can a child use it?
Well, I suppose a child could use it if he was under adult supervision. Now, the telescoping antennas are pulled up to maximum, and
can
then
a housewife use it in the kitchen?
Well, if the housewife in the kitchen, and she could use it in the kitchen, otherwise it really wouldn't be of much use. Now, once these telescoping antennas are pulled up...
Sorry, Dr. Matthews, but we're out of time.
Well, I thank you anyway for letting me tell you about
my pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight. And tune in again next week when you'll hear the conclusion of the history and future of vinyl. Thank you very much.